Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton Theatre Company's monologue project features voices of blind, deaf, and physically disabled by Julie M. Cohen. For nearly a decade, the Newton Theatre Company has been showcasing diverse voices telling their own stories during its annual monologue project. This year, the Newton Theatre Company and the Newton nonprofit Understanding Our Differences partnered to create the Monologue Project, Voices of the Blind, Deaf, and Physically Disabled, which will be held on May 31st at the Cooper Center. I hope that people actually hear stories they haven't heard before and they listen to someone's lived experience, said Melissa Bernstein, artistic director and founder of the Newton Theatre Company. It's vital that the audience members see their neighbors in Newton as individuals. Each monologue project production highlights a different community group in Newton, creating a space for individuals to share their authentic selves, according to the Newton Theatre Company. Newton Theatre Company celebrates the power of monologues to connect people and promote empathy. In previous years, the theater group has featured voices from the LGBTQ+, persons of color, and neurodivergent communities, to name a few. Lifelong Newton resident Nathan Persampieri, a member of Understanding Our Differences Advisory Board, asked Bernstein if she would consider featuring voices of the disabled for the monologue project, and she enthusiastically agreed. She said it is important to include members of the group the show is representing, so Persampieri became the assistant director and one of the speakers. I will be talking about my experiences as a person with a disability and the importance of inclusion and community, he said. I wanted to participate because I think it is important for people with disabilities to share their own stories and perspectives. Jesse King, who is directing the monologue project this year, also was involved with Understanding Our Differences. It was a no-brainer that we would partner with them on this, said Bernstein. The two groups reached out to their networks and chose 9 participants of all ages with different disabilities, including former Newton ADA coordinator Ginny Fairley, to tell their stories. They so incredibly thankful to be asked, said Jenny Acosta, executive director of Understanding Our Differences. I think they feel validated. Their voice is important. Every speaker is paid a stipend since they're giving us their time, talent, and honesty, said Bernstein. Acosta said overall, the show is about connecting the community and highlighting common dreams and common goals. I hope the audience leaves with a greater understanding of the experiences of people with disabilities and the importance of building an inclusive community, said Persampieri. I also hope people leave feeling inspired by the honesty, creativity, and personal stories shared throughout the event. The Monologue Project, Voices of the Blind, Deaf, and Physically Disabled, is free and is co-sponsored by Understanding Our Differences and the City's Commission on Disabilities. The event takes place on Sunday, May 31st at 4 p.m. in the multipurpose room at the Cooper Center for Active Living, 345 Walnut Street. The location is wheelchair accessible, and the program will include ASL interpretation. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Reasonable accommodations will be provided to those with disabilities who require assistance. Please contact the City of Newton's ADA coordinator at least 2 business days in advance of the meeting at adacoordinator@newtonmay.gov or 617-796-1253. The city's TTYTDD direct line is 617-796-1089. For the telecommunications relay service, please dial 711. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.